This is GIS News. Coming up, Jamaica to participate in 5th Summit of the Heads of Government of CARICOM and Cuba. Senate approves amendments to Mortgage Insurance Act and locations identified for Jamaica's first recycling plant. The news in detail after the break. Please stay with us.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller will lead Jamaica's delegation to the 5th Summit of the Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and Cuba, planned for Monday, December 8 in Havana. As chairman of the CARICOM Prime Ministerial Subcommittee on External Trade, Mrs. Simpson-Miller will lead discussion on trade and investment involving Cuba and the 15 member countries of CARICOM. The Prime Minister has also been specially invited to present the keynote address along with Cuban President Raul Castro at an official ceremony on Sunday, December 7, to commemorate the 118th anniversary of the death of Cuban liberator and hero Lieutenant General Antonio Maceo. The Prime Minister will depart Jamaica for Cuba on Saturday, December 6, and will return on Tuesday, December 9. During the Prime Minister's visit to Cuba, Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, will be in charge of the government. The Senate on Thursday approved amendments to the Mortgage Insurance Act aimed at making mortgages more accessible for persons seeking to acquire a home. The bill seeks to increase to 97% the percentage of the appraised value of the property on which mortgage indemnity insurance is granted, up from 90%. It will also allow for variance of the percentage of the appraised value by way of ministerial order.
Amendment to the Mortgage Insurance Act that is before us is a simple enough matter, but it is expected to have a significant effect on the housing sector in this country. This is part of the current administration's deliberate efforts to make access to home ownership more realizable.
Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding opening the debate on the legislation in the Upper House Thursday. The Mortgage Insurance Act was last amended in 2008. The latest amendments were approved in the House of Representatives last month. Three locations have been identified for the National Recycling Project, dubbed Recycle Now Jamaica. These are Port Maria, St. Mary, Martins Hill, Manchester, and Lyndhurst Road, Kingston and St. Andrew. The St. Mary facility was declared open on Thursday. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the initiative will, over time, lead to a reduction in plastic waste.
The project has many initiatives, some of which include increased recycling through the use of the opportunities provided from the activities of Recycling Partners of Jamaica Limited. Reduce plastic waste entering the official disposal sites. A cleaner Jamaica with less PET waste dumped into waterways and the interior of the island. Improvement in the data collected on PET materials and increases in the rate of sustainable employment.
Dr. Guy was speaking at the opening of the recycling facility in St. Mary. Recycle Now Jamaica is a public-private initiative involving the Recycling Partners of Jamaica Limited, Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP, and local manufacturers. And 187 public sector workers from over 55 agencies and departments of government will receive degrees and diplomas from the Management Institute for National Development, MIND. The 15th annual graduation ceremony will be held tomorrow, December 6, at the MIND campus under the theme, Providing the Tools, Impacting Transformation Through Training for Public Service Excellence. Chief Executive Officer of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, Dennis Chong, will deliver the keynote address. The graduates completed postgraduate associate degree and diploma programs, as well as special certificate courses. That was GIS News. I'm Inthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.